Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1261. Strategies to retain more of your current clients while also focusing on acquisition and referrals by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. And hey, I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily, or welcome for the first time if you are new here. This is where I read from some of the very best blogs anywhere that cover work and productivity. So let's get to it now and optimize your life. Simple strategies to retain more of your current clients while also focusing on acquisition and referrals by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. My wife and I have been with T-Mobile as our cell phone provider for many years. Our service has been good, and we have 4 phone lines with them. We have had older iPhone 6s for several years. We tend to be slow to adopt new tech. We are both ready to upgrade our phones to a new model, so I went down to my local T-Mobile store to see what kind of deals they can offer. They have lots of promotions out right now because of the rollout of 5G-capable phones, so we thought that surely they could offer us something. The sales guy looked over the available promotions and said, "Well, I can offer you a discount on a new phone if you add a new line." "We don't need a new line." "Okay, if you have an iPhone that is just a few models old, I can trade it in for a new model on a discount. I have an iPhone 6 that is going to one of my daughters." "Sorry, I don't have anything." "But you have all these promotions for new customers." "Yeah, those are only for new customers. You don't qualify because you're already with us." "So T-Mobile is willing to lose a longtime customer? You realize I can go to any of the other stores in this area and get new phones and probably a lower cost monthly plan, right?" "I don't know what to tell you. We hope you won't leave." "We're now in the process of switching over to Verizon. We ended up with 4 brand new phones for a very low price, a lower cost plan, and about $300 in credits that will pay our cell phone bill for several months. By the way, I know I may have to go through this process again in a few years. I did ask Verizon about updates for existing customers, and he said they work really hard to retain. We'll find out if that's true or not in a few years." The whole process got me thinking. Why is T-Mobile, and every other carrier, willing to lose a longtime customer to gain a new one? Isn't customer loyalty worth something? Doesn't it cost a lot more to attract a new customer than to retain an old one? And how does any of this relate to financial planning? It turns out it is a lot more expensive to get a new customer. In fact, it is 5 to 7 times more expensive to get a new client versus keeping your current customers happy. Of course, financial advisors need to focus on both acquisition and retention, just like any other business owner. Your biggest threat as an advisor is not your current clients leaving, though. Most of them will stick around. However, only 2% of their children will stay with you when that wealth is transferred, and 80% of widows will leave you within 18 months of becoming a widow. Why do they leave? For the most part, it is because you have no relationship with them. The vast majority of those who leave say they don't think you care about them. What are some strategies you can use to retain more of your current clients while also focusing on acquisition and referrals? To find out, I read some articles and research on the most effective tactics for marketing to your current customers. One of the best methods is content marketing through email and social media. You need to consistently create high-quality, compelling content and release it through your website, blog, or podcast, email, and social media. Be sure to invite your clients to follow you on these channels. What about retaining your client's surviving spouse and heirs? One idea is to hold classes, workshops, or webinars about things that are relevant to them. For example, wealth transfer workshops, investing basics, 401k choice advising, career and benefit classes for college students, and home buying workshops. You won't make any immediate money from this, but it can pay dividends down the road. If the first time you are meeting the adult children is at a funeral or wake of your client, it's too late. Spend time building a relationship with them now. These types of workshops or classes can be a great way to get referrals as well. Your clients know other people who could use these types of classes. Be sure to ask them to invite their friends. Your clients are the best source of topics. Ask them what they or their children would find useful. And the final idea I have to share to retain your clients, children, and spouse is diversify your team. Most people prefer to work with someone of the same age, gender, and race. If you are an older white male advisor, which is the norm, you should strongly consider bringing in some younger advisors into your practice and make sure you have a diverse team, meaning race and gender. Some reports said that most women and some men would prefer to work with a female advisor. If you don't already have female advisors on your team, what are you waiting for? As a side note, make sure you pay them as much as your male advisors. That's a topic for a different column, though. Consequently, our female graduates in the Personal Financial Planning program tend to command higher salaries and more flexible working conditions than our male graduates, so be willing to pay them more if you want the best female graduates. Conclusion: keep your current clients happy while also focusing on client acquisition. Pay special attention to your clients' children and both spouses. Some ideas to do this are through high-quality content marketing, classes, and workshops, and having a diverse team. What is one thing you can do this week to focus on keeping your current clients happy and reaching out to their children? Action step: talk to your clients and see if there's a workshop you can offer that would be of value to them and/or their children. You just listened to the post titled "Simple Strategies to Retain More of Your Current Clients While Also Focusing on Acquisition and Referrals" by Ryan H. Law of ryanhlaw.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And I want to give a big thank you to Ryan for letting us share this post today. Ryan's goal is to teach financial planners, coaches, and counselors how to use simple evidence-based action steps to provide outstanding client care. He received his bachelor's degree from Utah State University in family finance, and after graduation, he worked in the financial planning field for several years before deciding to return to school. He got his master's in personal financial planning from Texas Tech, and he's now a Certified Financial Planner, that's CFP, and an Accredited Financial Counselor, or AFC. And he currently teaches at Utah Valley University in the Financial Planning Program, covering financial counseling, and he also runs their on-campus Money Management Resource Center. Ryan serves on the Association for Financial Counseling and Planning Education Board of Directors as well, where he has served as treasurer and president. So he is really well-versed, as you can see, in the financial world, and he spent a lot of time learning about client communication, financial psychology, habits, change, and anything along those lines. So you can learn much more about him and see more of his work on his website, which again is ryanhlaw.com. But that's going to do it for today. I hope you enjoyed the post from Ryan and that you're having a great day out there. and I'll be here again reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.